differently tonight. I'm going to teach from the blackboard.
There it is. That's it. That's it. Wait a minute. Is that on? Are we on tape?
I see that. That's worth something.
Yeah. Better be nice to me there, Jarantine. Or I'm publishing it. Legislative Jarantine Chairman, have you called the meeting to order, sir?
I did, if you remember. If you were paying attention.
What a good day.
If you were paying attention, you would have heard that.
Uh-oh.
That's why that's up there.
I'm so glad we moved this to the college.
Okay. I think your seat's calling you.
You got to put a little humor in this.
Oh, and I'm the front of it.
All right, we have a few resolutions here tonight.
How about the meeting? Minutes.
How about that? Yes, too. How about we call the meeting to order, since I'm not sure we did it or not, but call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of 1:26:16 meeting.
Make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Resolutions. First one, number 13, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Focus Media, Inc., Department of Tourism.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor?
I actually have a
yes.
I didn't attend the Economic Development Committee meeting. I spoke to Hector only briefly today, and I know this passed. But again, you know, when I look at these scopes of services, I asked Don to see last year's scope of services, and it's almost identical, minus the creation of a website. I just feel, you know, I'm concerned that we're spending so much money. $96,000 plus $15,000 plus a bonus, which is basically a monthly recurring charge on top of all the deliverables. Those are separate. I mean, we know what the aggregate is. I do have one specific concern. I'm prepared to support it because Economic Development did, but I'm going to do some more of my own research. But my one specific concern, if you look at the contract itself, is this bit that goes, hang on, I got to get out, about how if they basically, as I read it, if Focus Media subcontracts, they're supposed to get a 15% commission from their subcontractors, and if they don't, we have to pay the commission. We have to pay that 15% commission, which just strikes me as, I mean, maybe that's the standard, but it seems like a lot on top of their monthly fee. And I'm curious on that front if we had to pay that commission. I don't see anyone here right now to answer the question, but whether or not we had to pay that commission last year, were there instances where they were not paid a commission by the people they were subcontracting with?
Burr, you know the answer to that?
I don't, but I can definitely give you an answer by next week.
Would you?
That aspect of the contract makes me a little bit uncomfortable as well. That is section 4 of
Schedule B. The B,
or
is it A? Because it's also noted in Schedule A.
Yeah, but it just seems like on top of all that we're paying for them, we're going to pay a commission in lieu of their subcontractors paying commissions? That just seems over and above.
I don't know. No
idea about. Well, I've seen it in the contract, but I don't know, if I may, I don't know if this is a standard for publishing and these kinds of contracts. So I think what Legislator Bartels is raising is a good question to get answered. Because I had the same thing, same thought you did, Legislator Bartels.
Yeah, and on top of it, if it's a standard for publishing, I mean, I would make to say it's like how many, you know, if we've gone out to bid, we're not in the competitive market of New York City. You know, it might be a standard for New York City's publishing and advertising contracts, but is this going to be the make or break on a contract with any given vendor? I highly doubt it.
Okay, with those concerns that Tracy bringing up, I think are very valid. Let's hold this off to next meeting.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Well, somebody has to make it.
I'll make it.
Second it. Boyd, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
18, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the County, Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Department of Planning. Moved.
Moved.
Second. Tracy?
With this one thing I'd like to see, because again, I asked for last year's contract and the language is exactly the same. Basically, we're just moving this amount of money into the EDA for the general term. I mean, the fact that the language hasn't changed from year to year says to me it's a boilerplate contract that's been developed internally. I would like to see, and I'm not I'm prepared to vote for this, but one thing that I think is important for us to see, I'd like to see a budget of what they're proposing in advance of just moving the money into their budget line. You know, we're dealing with them as a contract agency, and technically they are, but I'd like to have a little better sense. And to that end, I'd also like to see a budget of what last year, what they spent the money on specifically.
Bert, you know?
Yeah, we can get that. We have it. I don't have it in front of me, Rich, but I know we can get the expense.
The fiscal year is the calendar year?
Yeah.
All right.
And do they have a proposal? Like, do they, in advance of the year, do they have a plan for the year?
We have a budget in place. It's not specific, like, geared to specific who we're going to pay necessarily. But, like, marketing has a certain amount. Legal has a certain amount.
But does it just say marketing?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I'd like to see that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Whatever from last year and whatever is in place.
Does she want to put it over until next week?
You want to hold it?
If we can, if it's not a problem.
Well, we get enough votes, we can. If we don't get enough votes, we can't.
Yeah,
I thought they gave us a presentation last year because we had the same concerns about the contract. Did they come to a...
Somers, right? What was his name? Somers?
I believe the 1 year was because we were coming in December with the money. And you
right, we, last, after we spent it.
Last month, yes.
Yeah. Let's not bring that up.
All right, let's hold this one. Someone make a motion? No one makes a motion?
Oh,
okay.
Second.
Discussion. We're going to hold this till next week. Bert, you got to get us the information.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, 90.
All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
90.
Move it.
What is it? Hold on.
It's the pavement. It's,
yep.
It's stripes.
Move. Second. Any discussion? Any discussion?
We have first and second?
Yeah, we had...
Resolution 90?
90.
Oh, no, I heard that. I was mumbling paving marketing.
No discussion? Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approving the execution of contracts in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County Family Services Department of Mental Health. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion on that? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approving execution of contract... Resolution 93, causing the aggregate contract amendment amount to be in excess of 50, entered by the County Next Step Digital LLC, Department of Information Services. Moved. Second.
I have a question.
Hold on. Who's second? Somebody over here. Who? Okay. Chris? Yes, Tracy?
I just want to clarify. Is this for the county's website itself?
It is.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so good, Bert.
One for five.
You're amazing.
That was it.
You're amazing.
Bert, one for five is not bad.
I know. 200.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 94, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 for the County Allstate Technology, Inc., Department of Public Works. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? No discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
96. Amending project number 460, purchase of Central Auto Vehicles, Department of Public Works, Central Auto. Move.
So moved.
Second. No second?
Aye.
Chris? Tracy?
No.
Okay. All right. Discussion on the resolution. Tracy?
Why was this not in the last packet of
audit? It was omitted from it.
Was it an accidental omission? Because I remember hearing, the sheriff asked for this many cars.
It was in the original program. It was one of those things that didn't get included. That's all.
So
And we were going to bring it as a late, and there was, it didn't follow legislative reasons for being a late. So that's why
it sounded like, I mean, when I heard the explanation about, because I brought up the sheriff's card last time, my impression was that that was not an accidental omission, but that the sheriff was getting less cards than he asked for. But okay, my follow-on question then is, we're bonding again. This is back to the, we're authorizing the bonding because it's part of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm back to my previous problem, which I am planning on getting together with Paul, but just as a regular sort of standing objection that I currently have to every officer having a take-home patrol vehicle, I'm going to be a no.
Okay. So hopefully you might have a resolve by next week.
I doubt it.
Tracy, I have great confidence in Tracy.
I don't think Tracy's ever going to advise police cars.
Yeah, I doubt it. I am going to sit down with him just so I can fully understand. But, I mean, my impression on the one time we talked about it a couple years ago is we have X amount of officers on the road at a time, and three or four times that amount. I don't know the exact number of vehicles going home and sitting home while that number of vehicles are on the road. These are very expensive, highly specialized, highly personalized. When I talked to the head of Central Auto of our fleet manager, she said each car is individualized for each officer. So it seems a little bit excessive. I just can't, in this day and age of fiscal responsibility, I can't support a take-home patrol vehicle for each individualized officer. I think there must be a more efficient and economical way to do it.
Anyone else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against?
Yes.
Okay. 98, amending project number 260, Bailey Bridge. Additional preliminary and final design, amending 2016 capital fund balance, public works highways.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? No discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 100, amending 2016-2021 capital programs to establish capital project number 470, Western Avenue Storm Water Project, Department of Public Works and Bridges. Move. Bye.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? I'm going to have to be a no on this. No, I'm only kidding. All in favor?
What are some run-up
all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? 102. Establishing capital project number 471, Pearl Street Painting. Capital project, Department of Public Works buildings. Move.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
104. Authorizing appropriation of grant proceeds to the county road engineering account, amending the 2016 Ulster County budget, Department of Public Works, or Highways and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Move. Second. No discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
As you read through this, every other one is a long bond that you have to vote on as a long roll at a legislative meeting next week. 105, authorizes the appropriation of grant proceeds to the County Maintenance Department, amending also County 2016 budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
106, amending resolution 249 to 215, adopted on June 16, 2015. Move.
Move it.
Second. Second.
Yes, Kristen. I'm sorry, Chris? Legislator Allen did. My apologies.
Oh, thank
legislator,
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
Moving right along.
Any discussion? Bert, can you just briefly explain this?
Why don't you 107? Did you say 107?
We're doing 107.
No, you just did 106, right? Do we? But you did?
It's just that originally the legislature approved the deed language. This is just amending that deed to the landowner. They needed it changed.
Okay, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 107, amending the Ulster County Capital Asset Project Policy, I'm sorry. Move. Second. Discussion, Tracy.
Can Bert talk us through the amendments, please?
Bert?
Sure. One thing is the previous policy was using our old financial system, so that language was in there, so this kind of addressed that, the updated policy. Also, kind of three categories that were amended, the building improvements. We had a building improvements capitalized over $50,000. To keep things uniform, we reduced it to $25,000 because that threshold is throughout. So that's the one change you'll see with building improvements. Another, we combined, before it had equipment and non-major equipment, we combined those together as machinery and equipment at $25,000. For those under that threshold, for instance, like buildings and grounds and such, they are keep an inventory list, so there's no reason for us as a finance department to keep that list. And the last is computer software. The old policy had a threshold of $1,000, which is drastically low. And in terms of useful life, we figure over $25,000, or if it's developed within the county, 140 hours of staff time, and we capitalized that. So those are the kind of three categories that were changed. Nothing significant in terms of, we left the thresholds at $25,000 throughout when we did this policy in 2001, I believe. Our auditors at the time, KPMG, used that amount because that's kind of what a car would cost, probably cost even more than that, but that threshold probably is a decent amount. Could even be higher. I mean, we have $172 million
of debt assets now.
So $25,000 is irrelevant to that number, shall we say.
Tracy?
The one thing that I would ask next time is if we could just see a red line.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the 2001 document in Word.
Oh, okay. I mean, we
basically had to hand type this one in because we didn't have. I looked all over for it because I knew that would be easier for everyone.
Okay.
So, yeah. Going forward, we have the document, so we can definitely make change.
Any other discussion?
He's so accommodating.
I try.
Oh.
He's very accommodating.
That's why he's sitting here.
Yeah.
I wish someone would take notice.
Can we go
Tracy?
One thing? Oh, we didn't vote on that.
No, we did not.
After we vote, can we go?
You're talking about this resolution?
After we vote. Let's
finish this. Sorry. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Tracy, what's your pleasure? Which one?
I just wanted to look at 102 again for 1 second.
Okay, it's up.
This is the paint one.
Yes.
You know, in the backup, it looks, first of all, are we doing this in-house, or do they go out with bid? I mean, it's just like, it looks like it's just a hand, paint up.
This is the painting of 7 feet.
Yeah. The budget's like six lines of just.
We can't do it in house and bond. Can we?
Say again?
We can't do it in house and bond.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can
because you're bonding this.
I still can bond the car. It's still an expense we can bond.
In house?
Whether or not it goes out or not, it's in house.
No? Really?
Sure, this is what's in my package.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
I can get an answer from him. He's right up there. Okay. I can get an answer. Yeah, I'm just curious what's that. Is there an expectation that there might be lead-based paint in this? And that's, yeah, okay. Because that seems like...
I'm sure they'll have to do a test first before they go ahead and...
Yeah. That was my first thought when I was reading this.
I believe that's the case.
All right, any other discussion? If not, everybody has a packet regarding new hirees. I also have budget transfers as expense budget. Performance report, revenue budget performance report. Any questions on any of those? If not, any new business? Old business, we are negotiating with the city regarding sales tax. We did have a meeting. We are continuing the negotiations. There has nothing been moved forward. I was wrong regarding the time frame. Yes, the contract does expire February 29th, 8th, whatever the date may be. But we have 6 months to either proceed with a new contract, or there's two other options, one being that the city can opt out, or the county can basically implement a contract themselves. So hopefully, looking at all the options, it's not very beneficial for any of the participants, the towns or the city or the county, unless we some way can negotiate a new contract. So hopefully we can resolve this in a timely manner, and hopefully everybody will have a somewhat half smile, if not a full smile, when we're all done.
Good luck with that.
I know.
That's why we work hard. But anyway, anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So
second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
You took me off being a juror of Ulster County? Been in the last 10 years.
No.
Yes, I was.
No, Dave was.